Phones on silent?
I think so.
Yes.
This week, half pints and pizzas.
And Temu. I'm going to bring that up as well.
You're bringing up Temu. Half pints, pizzas and Temu.
So welcome back, Cullum. People got very aggravated that you decided to feck off and not do a podcast. They were like, how dare he?
Who did?
People.
Who's people?
Two people.
I know one of them.
Two of them gave out about it anyway. They said, what's this? Actually, no, there was three. Because I remember I got another one through Snapchat.
Shane Weldon. Who uses Snapchat? It's
Shane Weldon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's cool. He's with it. He's with the kids.
He's with it about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I do see them using Snapchat to see where other people are. Snapchat has this thing where it shows pictures of your friends and where they are in relation to where you are.
And that's why you got to be very careful with kids adding random people on Snapchat because they can see where your kids are. There you go, Cullum.
That's a warning for you. Watch your kids.
Watch your kids.
Watch your wife. Watch your husbands too.
So you went away on an old family holiday and we said, do you know what? We're not going to...
What? It's not like we're owned by a radio station or...
Yeah, contracted.
We're not contracted.
Well, to be honest, we finished the podcast 2 weeks ago. I was sick as a dog. We got through and you went, geez, that was a good enough old podcast. And yeah, and I was like, and you went, oh, I'm gone next week. I'm recording another one now. I was like, I am not able.
You weren't physically able. You actually, you didn't have to take Saturday night off. You were.
I was in bits.
You don't take nights off.
I do not take nights off.
Self-employed people go to work with arms hanging off.
Yeah, I was just, I can't do this now. I just can't do it. What are you turning me down?
I'm turning myself up.
Oh, yeah. It's just me and my boomy voice. Tony Fenton.
Tony Fenton. You do have a Tony tone.
A Tony tone. But yeah, you had a nice old trip. You got a nice break for yourself.
Yeah, we went to Legoland with all the cousins. We didn't tell them till they got to the airport.
Surprise! And they're like, we really want to go to Smith's. That's all we wanted to do. We don't want to go to Legoland.
So we told them I was working up in the airport and that mum was going to go for breakfast up there. And they had to go with me because we had no one else to mind them. So when we got there
look at you lying to your kids.
Yeah, we lied to them. And then we flew them over and they met their cousins in the airport over. So the three families went in the same hotel for 5 nights or 4 nights or something like that.
That's nice.
2 days inside in Legoland, Windsor.
I've actually decided when it comes to holidays now... met all my friends recently. I was like,
you wanted to be a surprise every time, is it?
No. I've now gotten to the age where I said, you know what would be great? If we all just rented one big massive house in the middle of south of France or somewhere that had a pool table and a projector screen and we just did...
And a pool.
Yeah, a pool for the kids. Throw them in and I said, that you just cook your own food all night or just a place that's close enough that you can get deliveries in. And they said that...
Or that you go in the car and one of you go down to the village and get all the pieces.
That's it. That's my dream scenario now.
I'm up for all my friends. You don't invite me though, do you?
No, I wouldn't invite
you. All my friends except you, Colin. You're not my friend. You're my work colleague.
You wouldn't fall into that category.
God damn it.
So good night, everybody. we won't. We'd be different. We've different circles of friends. We wouldn't holiday together. We're not that kind of people, though, are we?
We don't know. You've never asked. I'm asking you now. Do you want to go on holidays with us?
No, you just went to Legoland.
You just said no.
You went to Legoland without me.
I'm not saying
how
next
come
week?
I didn't get invited
are
to Legoland?
Are you a cousin?
I'm more than a cousin, Colin. Yeah, I'm a brother.
Five seconds ago, you were going to work on me. It suits your agenda.
I'm your brother. I'm like... How dare you?
This is you in the press conference after, like you won Emma Hayes. There you are. You're Emma Hayes-ing me now.
What's Emma Hayes?
Did you see her for the Chelsea manager?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
And none of your male aggression now. I mean, none of that.
It's always aggression.
The best of defense is offense. And that was the way she looked at it afterwards, I think.
So anyway, you enjoyed your holidays and I'm just going to go just so I don't have to invite Cullum on my holiday.
That's all right. Yeah, we went away. It was lovely.
Nice.
Lovely.
You were saying, what did you say at the start there? I said Temu. I just throw out random words that I'm thinking of.
I make notes, but you just randomly say words.
Words!
Yeah, you've got a thing against Temu now, have you?
No, I don't. I love Temu.
All right. There's that too. Like, I'm sorry that you're not upset by child labor laws. Like, you know, but
listen, I'll put my kids out to work straight away. If we can't, they're already making money. No, but the thing is, these people are making these products anyway. They're like, oh, listen, that they're making this much. I'm like, yeah, but do you think that other shop that they're getting them from is paying them any more for what they're getting?
I know,
anyway.
What you're saying. All the big high street retail places are doing the same.
They're doing the exact same.
Right. But that's not what we're here for.
No. you were very reluctant about Temu.
I still am. They've supposedly, you know, there's like a €50 free Temu voucher. Have you come across that at all? No. Supposedly people are signing up for this voucher, and then when they're signing up to it, what they don't realize is that because you're using an app, Temu's terms and conditions in the app, if you take the voucher, allows them to use your name, your image rights. Yeah, your image rights for whatever reason they want to use it for. Like, I don't know why, but they have like also like your location and all this good stuff, but it's huge. Supposedly it's a big huge scam that and it's going to be uncovered fairly big soon as well. Like, so
I'll take my €15 car cleaning kit. Do whatever you want.
And then
your
face is superimposed into porn.
But are you, well, as long as it make me look less fat, I don't mind. But everybody, look, everything you've ever signed up for has all that info.
Yeah, and I've started deleting the apps.
But
as
like,
well.
But everything and anything, any kind, you know, of subscription, like, service.
So if you
Google, Facebook, yeah,
no,
everything.
I get it. I understand.
They have my fingerprint.
The weird ones are like the likes of McDonald's or Starbucks. If you download the app now, we'll give you free small chips. But they literally download. They give you free chips for €1, and then they sell your data to millions of companies.
Yeah,
that's the. Like, I understand I'm signing into Facebook and, like, I'm going, yes, this is my picture, this is my name, this is my date of birth, these are all my friends. But when you're, you know, when you're kind of going McDonald's, oh, yeah, if I buy five Big Macs in a row, yeah, I'll get my sixth one for free. I think of it as a standard
loyalty card,
but it's not.
No.
It's now a phishing scheme. With a PH, you know, it's a fishing scheme.
I was looking forward to a trip there. I was like, this is a new holiday. We're going fishing.
So like McDonald's are bribing you in with as little as possible and then maximizing everything. Like, to be honest with you, not just places like that are at it. Like, you've got Tesco's are at it. Their club card thing. Like, you know, they're literally saying to you, well, you'll get the cheaper price. And you're kind of going, but that's the same price they're charging in Dunn's. You know,
but like, they know exactly when you're buying, what you're buying,
who you are, where it's getting delivered to, if you're delivering, what's your economic status. Like, it is gone. And then they literally are selling on your data.
But we are the products. That's the way it is.
I know that has always existed, but it's now become almost too much. We've got to the point where our data now is more important than even.
Do I have to become Jason Bourne? Do I have to literally try and erase myself from everything?
That's the one thing I suppose the European Union has been helping us out is with, that like they've said, like, well, you can request your data. You can turn around to these companies and say, well, what data have you got on me? And they've got to present it. And they're like, give us 6 to 8 weeks there and we'll get it to you. You can now remove yourself from Facebook as well and they will send you a zip file. So if you want to,
with
everything photograph that you've taken, and you can then request that everything else be deleted. So you can keep all of your own data that you've had over the last few years, timelines. And
It will eventually come to that. I think that Europe will have to start doing that.
Well,
with every single company.
Didn't they fine a few different companies and stuff like that, like for kind of like breaching all those kind of things? But these companies then kind of go, oh yeah, $500 million fine. Sure.
Fine.
You go. Oh, it fell out of my pocket. You could pick it up off the ground because I'm too fat to pick it up.
What?
That's literally what they're talking to the EU for. So look at Ireland. They won't even take the money that they were owed in tax. Like, so imagine, like, it means nothing to them. Like, yeah, Apple went, yeah, it's over there waiting for
them. We'll put it in a bank account there for
you. It's over there for you. It's making money. But
It's true, you know. It's making money. Stick it in there, actually.
You know what? We're never going to get sponsored by anyone at this rate. I've just literally taken down every company. Did you hear about Amazon?
No.
You know this Amazon Fresh thing? Have you heard of Amazon Fresh stores?
Oh, are these the vegetables that kind of are? Yeah. I've never. There's none in Ireland.
There's none in Ireland, but there are these stores where you walk in, you take anything you want off the shelf, and then you walk
out, and they know who you are.
Yeah.
And
it's like, oh, AI is watching.
Minority Report, scan your face.
So it turns out it wasn't AI at all. It was just 1,000 guys in India watching you on a video.
What? What?
Yes. It just turned out to be 1,000 guys inside in a room in India just watching videos over and over again and marking down items that you took and then charging you for it afterwards. It wasn't any fancy technology at all.
What?
Yeah. So Amazon have come out and said that what it is it's a way of testing a technology that doesn't fully exist yet to find out if it's something that people would respond to and embrace. So this was a test in a way to see if people would like to go into a cashless
society, grab it and walk it.
Yeah, cashless, contactless, seamless thing. So what turned out to be is it's just like a load of fellas inside the room.
So a guy is there watching a video. He sees you coming in and he just flicking through cameras, yeah, seeing what you take.
Angles and then making sure that you got charged right afterwards. So camera a lot of people two, were saying like, three. You know, oh, I was not charged for this or I was not charged for that or I was overcharged for that. So you'd contact Amazon yourself then after and say, listen, if you were a genuine person, you'd say, oh, listen, I was overcharged. And they'd say, oh, no problem. And they'd give it back to you. Or you'd say, listen, I actually bought 7 bottles of Pellegrino, San Pellegrino, at 9,000 euros each.
Fancy.
And you only charged me for 6. And they'd say, oh, yeah, no problem. That's no problem. It's fine. It's fine. You're okay. Right. Amazon tend to be kind of a little bit nonchalant when it comes to taking stuff back.
I actually have to send back a package for 300 euro there now today, actually.
You're hoping that they get nonchalant with you on the phone.
Nonchalant. I'm like, well, if I don't send it back, that's into my account, yeah? No, I actually can send it back. Amazon, Mr. Bezos, if you're listening to the podcast, that we have listeners in California.
Or one of the 1,000 people he has probably inside the room listening to podcasts.
I know.
So yeah, that's it.
It wasn't AI. And he was like thinking cameras picking up what you're picking up and like going scanning in. Enhance. It's a packet of grapes. Enhance.
No, it's Rajesh over in India in some sort of a big room with a load of other fellas or women or people just
looking at videos.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's
the illusion is busted, right, isn't it?
AI.
People are going,
AI, my arse.
This is the future. Technically, it is the future, but just not now.
Yeah. I'll happily check out my own stuff at a till.
And do you see, in America, this is another one for you, they've started getting rid of self-checkout services. So they've decided that self-checkout is actually not working at all. So they've now been employing more people to watch self-checkout counters than they would have if they just had lines with people checking people out.
Well, I think they're probably... They've gone full extreme. And America always is like, let's just go 400 checkouts and then... Like if you go to the UK now where it might be slightly larger stores, you might go in, there could be possibly, they actually had about 25 self-checkouts for baskets, 25 checkouts for trolleys.
Trolleys, yeah.
They had 2 people watching all of them. And then they had about 5 lanes or aisles then for proper cashier checkouts. So they still had the option of going around with your basket like, but surely one person can just take care of 25 checkouts. But America probably just goes straight into 60 self-checkouts and put one person.
It's been happening in the UK and it's been happening in America where they've found that there's a lot of theft coming through these things, right?
No way.
Yeah, I know. No way. So they've been employing people who cost more money to be enforcers to go, oh, can we see your receipt? And can we check your bag? And they've been getting a lot of kickback off that as well, but people kind of going, well, I bought the stuff and now you want to go through everything in my bag. Why didn't you just do it at the counter? And they were like, oh, no, we have to check before you leave the store. And they've been doing it in America as well in places like Walmart and Costco and all this kind of stuff where they stop people at the door, you know, that little slide, yeah, the automatic doors, and they'll say, you can't go out yet unless you can prove everything in the basket that you came is on this receipt. And then they spend another 15 minutes going through everything inside. And it's like, you're like, well, my kid's in the car. You're like, no. And it's like, but so they've stopped doing it over there, and Walmart now are charging a membership fee of 89 euros a year for you to be able to access self-checkout counters.
That's ridiculous.
So now if you want to use them, you have to pay to use them. And they've still got the thing on the front of it that says, would you like to tip the staff? Even though you've done all the stuff.
I don't start me on tipping. I will freak out right now.
And he's off.
No, I have to hold back. No, look. Just the self-checkout thing, I would love four little self-checkouts in Aldi's or Lidl's. A lot of time I go in there and it's like literally pick up a bottle of something or some oat milk. I'm stuck behind 40 trolleys of stuff. And I'm like,
you only wish you were behind me because we let the people. Oh, you only got one? One down.
I do. I am one of these people. I let 10 school kids in front of me. They all just had green buying like 40 cent packet of bourbon creams. Good deal.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Diabetes for a deal.
They were coming from the lunch and they were literally, they had 40 cent and they'd go up and I was like, just go ahead. Me like, I had only about 15 items, a small basket or something like that. But I was like, just go ahead of me. It's going to be quick. Then you get the granny with the trolley that's doing a month shopping. And then you're there standing with your little protein shake behind going, all I got in my hand, and this,
trying to do puppy dog eyes.
Yeah. Can I, please? But saying that, then the staff will always go, can you just let that guy in front of you there? Some of the staff will do, but I would love.
I have to admit,
one or two self checkout just for the quick.
Yeah, maybe you know the one or two items. Then you've got the people who go to those self cash out places, like, and they're literally bringing a trolley in with them. Like, you're like, what the?
There's time and place for that. I said England have the trolley ones. You're not allowed to have a trolley in a self-checkout.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anywho, what else were we saying about? What did you bring? Your phone wasn't on silent. You're a goddamn liar. You also brought up half pints. What's the half pints thing about? What?
No, I was just saying, like, I don't know why we drink pints. Half pints of the future.
The future?
Or the future. I mean, they're fresher. You can drink, if you drink at half pint increments, you can drink more. If a bar can get people to drink in half pint increments, you will drink more throughout your time.
But then you got extra glasses.
Yes, but you collection. You get more sales.
Are you telling me that people, pints are expensive as it is right now?
Yeah.
But would people be willing to pay that extra bit for two half pints as opposed to a
pint? The problem with pints is
how much are you looking for a half pint? How much is a half pint? Flat.
It should be half the price, but they don't. They add an extra 10 or 20 cent on because I don't know why. Because they do.
They do.
Because bars in their head have got it in their head to think. We've always... Okay.
Do they pay per... I suppose they're paying the 23% on, I suppose. Yeah.
So I've got this theory that there's a load of things that we do wrong because we think that they're the way they should be done.
Okay.
Right? Pints. We drink them because there's a thing in people's heads that kind of go, oh, you had a half pint, you lady, or something like that. Like, you're like, no,
yeah,
it's fresher, it's nicer, you know, it'll be gone faster, and I'll be drinking another fresher pint, a half pint, in a few seconds.
I suppose you're paying the staff then. You see,
staff are already there.
Yeah, no, but you're doubling their workload.
Yes, but I can drink 15 half pints. I can only drink 4 full pints. There's more of me drinking. I drink more in half pints. And it's because it's better spread out. It's fresher beer. Because I'm a lady. That's how ladies drink. As someone said the other day, oh, you're a bit of a lightweight. And I was like, oh, I'm a lightweight, am I? That's also a boxing category. And they give out belts for that. So there's a world champion in lightweight. So
you reckon half pints are the future?
Half pints are the future.
They need better glasses, though. Cooler looking glasses.
Cooler glasses. You know, there's what's the coolest looking glass to come out in the last year?
It is the Corona one.
Oh my god!
It's like a half bottle.
It looks like someone cut the top off the bottle, but made it larger.
Clever. Well done, Corona.
Well done, Corona. You can sponsor us.
I don't care. I'll start drinking. If you sponsor this podcast, I will start drinking right now.
Your first drink will ever be a Corona.
Corona. Yeah. Sitting here, going, I'll tell you what now.
Imagine you off on it. And then, no, I'm tipping.
Facebook of all my, they've all my data now.
And tipping.
And the tipping.
Tipping.
And they're all watching me on cameras in India.
I'm surprised when you got to the counter, you didn't get it. Would you like to tip Rajesh? You know,
like, who the hell? Who's this guy? Nothing. Sorry, nothing.
And then you see the delete. AI.
What podcast are we on now?
Number 8, I think.
8. Somebody said to me, if you get to 20 podcasts, you're doing better than most people.
All right, we'll have
to do it.
Because
they say most people quit after 20. Do you think you can get to 20?
I can get to 20. I can go. You know, how many quizzes have we done? How many quizzes online did we do? We never gave up. Until we gave up.
People, any more online quizzes? No. I like looking at people in the face.
In the face.
And abusing them in the face.
The thing I was talking about was pizza deals. And you told me, I was saying about, you know, if you go to Domino's, you've got to have, okay, today's Tuesday, so it's two for Tuesday. Tomorrow is Perfection Collection Wednesday, so if I go in and carry out and I get two bottles instead of two cans, I'll get 40% off, but I can't use the 50% off voucher in the app because that is for things that are full price, but nothing on the menu is full price. You literally have to have a degree in Domino's before you can actually go to Domino's these days. Like,
I feel that they push food at me. They're feeders.
They are feeders.
I go in and order a pizza, 12-inch pizza. Yeah, perfect. Can I get a Coke with that, please? And I'll be like, yeah, no problems. You know, if you get another pizza and a side, it's actually cheaper. I'm like, what? And they're like, so I'm like, no, I'm fine. They're like, but it's literally 2 euro cheaper. I can give you the deal. I was like, you can give me the deal, but I said, don't give me the extra pizza. I don't want it. I want to save money. I don't want to be eating. I end up going home with two pizzas and a side, and it's eaten by the time I get home. I'm like, why? Why did I? I don't want this.
In the car crying. You know?
Look pepperoni at you. Coming down Look my at face. Dabbing my big greasy mouth. they push the food onto you. I don't want it.
They're feeders, is it?
They're feeders, a bunch of feeders. Everybody, single one of them. Domino's, Apache, the whole lot.
So I had a kind of a similar situation that you had, but I had the opposite. It happened the opposite way around.
What?
So I rang a company that sells pizzas. I'm not going to name them for legal reasons, allegedly. So I rang them and I said, have you got a deal on? And he said, depends on what you want. And I said, I want a medium pizza. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he didn't kind of tell me what the deal was. I was like, yeah, look, can I get a medium pizza? And he goes, do you want chips? And I was like, look, I don't want a side. Because I didn't want to eat more food.
Exactly.
I said, I don't want the side, but I will take the two cans of Coke Zero. And he was like, yeah, no problem. So 15 minutes later, I go to collect. And when I went to it, I saw the deal is 17 euros. Pizza, side, two cans.
Okay.
And I said... He said, 19.50. And I said, sorry, but it's 17 euros. And he said, but you didn't ask for the deal. I said, but I didn't. I said, I don't want the side because I don't know. I'm not going to eat it. It'll be thrown away. I said, but I did ask you about a deal. He was like, but you didn't take the deal. I was like, right. I said, but you're charging me more for less, but you would have given me more a minute ago. And he was like, I was like, I just don't want the side. So he was like, right, next time. Ask for the deal.
Oh, next time. No.
And then I said to him, unfortunately, there won't be a next time. So if you think you're going to get 250 off me now. And then I said to him, wait 1 second. I said, I will take the deal off you now. I said, will you give me a side? And he said, no. So I said to him, because I hadn't paid yet. And I was like,
this... Fool him.
And then there was a standoff moment in my head. Not his head, because he didn't care. He doesn't care. He got 250 off me, but he lost the customer, right?
Did you pay?
I paid.
I wouldn't.
Because I wanted the pizza.
But no, I don't care. I would starve myself. I don't care. I would drive.
He wouldn't give me the side to make the 17 euro deal, but he would charge me 19.50 and lose me as a customer.
Oh, no, no, no. I would literally buy the pizza. If I had to pay, I would have gotten the pizza and just turn it upside down and just lay it on the floor and say, good luck to you. Thank you, buddy. Slippy slidey it all over the floor, give you an extra 15 minutes.
He was brave considering I hadn't paid. He knew I was hungry though. You could see it in his eyes.
I'm a nice guy. But when people start doing that stuff, I'm like, come on, why? You're really not helping the situation whatsoever. Like,
no. But like, no, he had a group of people screaming and shouting at him, but I couldn't have been nicer on the phone to him. I couldn't have been nicer when I went in and I talking to him. And I know other people who work there and they're lovely. And it wouldn't have been an issue, but he just decided that this was his moment to annoy a nice person.
Was this late at night?
Yes.
Okay, so he was waiting to... He was probably dealing with a lot of drunk people.
Oh, he was. They were very bad. They were screaming and shouting.
But when you get one nice person coming in and saying, listen, oh, this is what it is. You just go... They'd go, oh, yeah, fine. But if he said, listen, do you want another cup? Do you want another can of Coke instead? You'd probably go, yeah, fine. And I'd pay the 250 or whatever.
Yeah.
It makes no difference to him. And he's got a happy customer leaving. I would have walked away. I couldn't. I can't. Yeah. I couldn't deal with that.
I was too hungry.
You're soft, Cullum. You're soft.
I'm soft.
You're like, I want the pizza.
My stomach won.
Pay the 250.
Don't argue, Cullum.
I know. And late night, and you haven't much choice when it comes to late night food.
Nothing. And I should have stopped because see, like, it's not like I've gone without a meal recently. Let's be honest with you. Like, it's not like I haven't starved myself at all.
The camera, for anybody who actually watches this on YouTube, you see how fat we're after getting. By the way, this podcast is also on YouTube. Two more idiots.
Two more fat idiots. Look, there's nothing wrong with being fat, but if you can stop it and be better.
Listen, it's just us, gluttony.
Yeah, it's us. I mean, it's late night eating. It's just not stopping. It's just, I'll have an Easter egg. I'll have two. Look at you.
They're there. I did a wedding recently enough, and there was 15 eggs in every single table, ready to go. And then I was packing up. They went, "Do you want to take a few Easter eggs for the kids?" I was like,
"You're putting them into plastic bags."
Yeah, yeah, the kids.
They pass by, and there you are, outside drinking out of a Smarties mug that came out of one of them.
No, actually,
they don't do them anymore. They don't do them.
People send pictures actually recently enough, and somebody came into the quiz recently and gave us a Supermax Christmas glass.
Did they?
I have it at home. Well done to one of our listeners for handing that off to us. I have it.
Supposedly, they also gave us Easter eggs. And someone ate my Easter egg.
John James.
John James, you son of a...
From the Fiends on Toast podcast. Son of a... quiz host. He took...
He won't make 20. He won't make 20 podcasts.
I think they're on like 200 or something.
Ah, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. What a quitter.
What a quitter. Yeah. Whatever, John. Yeah, he did eat. Somebody kindly gave us two Easter eggs and said, love your podcast. Here, have some Easter eggs. I said, fine, great. I actually took it home. I was like, I'm not an Easter egg fan. I'm not the biggest fan, as we talked about, but like... had it in the van. I was just sitting in the van. I was like, there's a Kit Kat Chunky in that box. I was like, yeah, I'll just take out the bar to go to the bar and then I'm smashing
the egg. Kit Kat Chunky is in all respects superior to a standard Kit Kat.
Yes.
100%. Anyone who says any different, you don't trust them.
Kit Kat Chunkies used to be bigger as well. I know.
All things used to be bigger. Sure. Yorkie used to spell out Yorkie on it. Y-O-R-K-I-E. And now you can't even spell your on it.
Yo.
Yo.
Got myself a yo bar.
A yo bar.
Two pieces. Two little pyramid yolks.
Do you remember the name? Throw this one at you. What was a Twix called before it was a Twix?
Oh. I got it.
Go for it.
Raider.
It was a Raider, man.
Yeah, because I'm old.
Someone out there is going, what? A Twix was called something else?
And I think most people know that the Snickers used to be a Marathon and Starburst used to be Opal Fruits.
I still call them Opal Fruits.
And Sif used to be Jif.
Jif, yeah.
And Oil of Ole used to be Oil of Ule.
Did that change or did we just always mispronounce it like Sudocrem?
No. Always actually saw it. Did that pop up in your TikTok recently?
No.
That came up on TikTok. Some guy was like, what did you just call it?
Sudocrem.
See, your mom is like, I can't. He goes,
but that's the actual name of it.
Yeah. It's creme. But it used to be soothing cream. That's what it was. Soothing cream. And then the dubs.
Soothing cream.
You're soothing cream.
Soothing cream.
And so they started.
So you're blaming the dubs.
No, but then it had to fancy it up. Like all soothing cream used to be made in Ireland at some stage.
It still is, isn't it?
I think they have outsourced a bit of it.
Have they?
I think so. I don't know.
It's an Irish product.
It is an Irish product created in Ireland.
With a fancy name.
Yes, but somebody said, you pronounce it pseudocrem, you deserve to lose your passport.
Oh, totally. I agree with it. But you say
pseudocrem.
I just said it there.
Right, you're going to go into a pharmacy. What are you going to ask for?
Pseudocrem.
You see, it's pseudocrem.
Yeah. But
everybody else in the world says pseudocrem.
Pseudocrem.
It makes it fancy. Pseudocrem. Can I get the cream for the butts?
Butt cream, please.
Butt cream. Button spot cream, please.
And throw in the hemorrhoid stuff as well. We got a whole bird's nest going on down there.
It's a great product, though.
It is.
But this guy actually was doing, every night, he used to, he based himself, he used to call it basting or something like that. But basically, he put a very thin layer of pseudocrem all over his face to remove blemishes and all this kind of stuff. I can see it. I can see it drying out your skin a little bit.
Yeah, you'd end up looking like a Sahara Desert. Like
that was me when I was a teenager, like just a face of pseudocrem. Just like going to bed, wake up, and the whole thing
you
is like...
You used to put it on?
Yeah. I was a spotty kid. I had bad spots. I used to be getting witch hazel and all that. I never got scarred.
What's witch hazel?
It's like I don't know what it is. It's just basically a cleanser.
All right.
But yeah, for cleaning up the pores and stuff like that. I'm still doing this. I'm telling you, I'm using facial scrubs. I'm using...
Check it out. Never put a thing on it.
I can kind of tell. You're weathered.
I am not weathered. You're weathered. I look great for 44.
The smoking for years killed you. Like, it just aged you. Look at your dad. Your dad looks younger than you.
He does not.
He does.
He does not.
And does he smoke?
He's Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters. That's who he is. Brian Lockheed is Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters.
Ernie Hudson, how old is he?
He is ripped.
I don't know what he's doing.
He made a deal with that devil.
He looks younger now than he did in the 80s.
When he was in the first and second Ghostbusters.
I don't know. That old saying, was it black doesn't crack? That what they used to say? Yeah, black people age way better than white people.
I don't know.
Oh, they do.
I don't know.
100% they do.
Do they?
Yeah. Denzel Washington.
Okay.
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 Yeah, I can see it.
Chris Rock.
Okay. He's doing ads now for betting casinos.
They all are. Oh, my kids were watching it recently. They were like... They were looking because they know him from Madagascar. They were like, we know. How do we know?
How do we know his voice?
How do we know his voice? They were completely confused.
Why is the zebra selling? All of a sudden, the kids then are putting down, like, you know.
Betting.
2-1 odds.
They're like, I bet he's in Madagascar. No. He's Toy Story. I bet you
2-1 odds that we can get you betting by the end of the
day. I bet you all my bunnies. They're shoving in all their cuddly toys.
That's Starum Young. Starum Young. So that's no betting company going behind.
But what's in Ernie Hudson? He's looking ripped anyway. I have to get a leaf out of his book now. But I am losing a bit of weight, trying to go to the gym the whole time. The late night eating is killing me.
Late nights.
Even last night, finished a quiz. I was like, oh, I'm starving. I hadn't eaten. What's right next door to me? Lennox's.
And the only reason they exist, they probably only opened up because they knew you were there.
What?
They only opened up an operation in that area.
They've actually closed down. They used to be open very late. They close at 10 now.
That's very early.
There's new owners last year and a half.
People are not eating after 10 o'clock anymore?
It's like Wednesday. But you know what? It's the last. It's the dregs of the people there now, I suppose. I understand it. But saying that then, I'd be like, oh, can I get a battered sauce, 2 battered sausages? Like, all right, great.
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable.
That's a reasonable order.
Fine. Next thing you put about 4 scoops of chips in on top, and you're like... Oh, you're starting.
You're
like, that's. I could have been the end of the night, and they're like, "Oh, let's just get rid of the last of these chips anyway." And they were like scooping them on.
You gotta love a chipper that does that. That throws on that little scoop.
Yeah,
of chips.
Yeah, but then they were like, "Do you want some cheese?" I was like, "All right, so they literally gave me a regular chips then with cheese and toppings. So now, once again, food pushing.
What is it?
The food pushers of Ireland.
That's been overfed.
Food pushers anonymous. They're
What's the thing called? Feeders.
Feeders.
You were being feedered by the different fast food operations in Cork.
Somebody's out to get me. And just, I don't know. Rival quiz hosts around Cork City are paying off all these people. Are going, do you know that guy that comes in and does the quizzes? Any chance? Throw him a few chips there, here. You know. Offer him this special pizza deal that's 6 double pizzas
they
there for
are
a fiver.
Out to get you.
Yeah. Get me. Dead by the time I'm 45. Oh my God, I'm getting old now.
Our next milestone birthday is 50.
And my wife last year reminded me that I'm closer now to 65 than I am to 21.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Jesus. My 20 years of my life just flashed before my eyes.
Boom, gone.
Yeah, you know what's great? I love it. We move on.
But we're getting, yeah.
There's always the next part of life. My son now looks like a teenage boy, and my daughter is starting to. She talks like a teenager.
Yeah,
like, you know. And I was saying to the girls,
whatever, Dad. It's like,
but it's that's lovely too. I do miss the whole gaga googaga stuff, but I don't miss the whole having to carry around bottle warmers and like sterilizing equipment and car seats and boosters and. This thing because they have to have that or, you know, oh.
They'd be grand. They're eating cold. They're fine. They're grand.
I remember, like, myself and Gillian were always very, very good with traveling and stuff like that. Like, and we'd always take the, you know, oh, here's the sterilizing bag. You can use the microwave. So we wouldn't take all the big stuff with us. Like, but we was
big machine through the.
But I know people who would be like that and they'd have to bring all the.
Bring the machine with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, all these all random things that they'd have to take with them.
See, like, I brought up my kids during lockdown.
You couldn't go nowhere.
Could go nowhere. So everything was just stuck at home anyway.
Lockdown babies. It's not fair.
Did well for us.
No, I get it. Their
education-wise, they are way better than they were if they were being stuck with a childminder just for the 2 years. They're way ahead of where they should be. Literally saw one of them, they wrote the dog Willow, the dog's name, and drew a picture of the dog. They're four. I was like, okay, they're way ahead of me when I was like 10. Boys are not as quick to... Yeah, get all that other kind of
priorities.
Stuff.
They all
other priorities, kicking footballs
they all
and climbing
move
trees.
At their own pace, and eventually they'll all have to go into the world and find what their place is in
and
that
then
part.
Then Facebook and Google have all their data.
And no doubt the coastal line will have changed, and Glenville will be a coastal village on the side of the new
I'll be living
world.
In Costa del Faran, where a beach on my front,
there will
on
be
the
no,
doorstep.
The main capital, Dublin, will no longer exist, and everyone will be going to the capital of Athlone or something like that. Like, you know,
somewhere high in the middle.
Somewhere
of
high in the middle of it.
So don't care. Kitty, the Healy Rays will be our president, our lords.
And we're the Lakelands will be even twice as big. There'll be no Killarney, it'll just be one big lake. The Lake of Killarney.
And they'll be still, the Healy Rays will be doing boat trips.
They will.
Aren't you the president? I am. Do you want to go out and look at that tree?
Look at a tree.
Come here, have a look at that tree.
I was thinking as well for the podcast. We have Instagram and all this kind of stuff set up. We've no videos really. We put up on this stuff. We just put up
no TikTok.
I think we should start doing challenges,
dancing videos,
dance battles.
I'm up for that. But I'm up for Pat versus Cullum. We'd started that years ago where we were Pat versus Cullum. We should bring it back. And I think we should also go out onto the street and interview real people for no apparent reason. Just ask them questions.
King Crisps or Tato Crisps?
King Crisps or Tato? Tato or King Crisps?
Barry Steel Lines. Sorry, no, let's not be them people.
Killian Murphy. Killian Murphy. Do you like black pudding or white pudding?
Oh, you're Irish,
do
are you?
Do you think that, do you keep your Oscar in the fridge or in the cupboard?
What? That's the best thing I've ever heard you say.
What?
Do you keep your Oscar in the fridge?
They always ask them about ketchup. It's the fridge, by the way.
For the Oscar, is it?
Nah.
Gotta keep that cool.
People are shitting as well. I was like, nah, I actually keep my ketchup in the cupboard.
We keep it in the fridge, but we used to originally keep it in the cupboard. I don't know why it changed.
It just takes up space in the fridge. I have a tiny fridge. It's all the same.
We got a new fridge freezer.
Does it taste better because it's colder?
Yeah.
Do you have to keep it refrigerated?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't need as much ketchup as I did anymore. Like, I'm not a kid anymore, so I don't need as much ketchup.
Mayo, definitely. Fridge.
I'm after getting into mayo. Like, yeah.
Mayo for Sam.
No. Mayo for Sam, yeah. Mayo. But I don't know. Mayo's after growing on me over the years. I would have, like...
Nah, two things I hate. Garlic and mayo. And garlic mayo should just be destroyed. Taken from this
it's
world.
It's garlic mayo. I would have never touched garlic mayo before. And Gillian started getting into garlic mayo and chips. And then I was like, all right, I'll try it. And I was like, okay, I like it. But she wouldn't like mayo.
The smell. Ugh. It's just awful. It's just horrible.
So no. You want garlic bread?
No.
A chicken Kiev?
No.
Stop.
I would die if I opened up a chicken Kiev.
A chicken Kiev.
It's garlic. It's all garlic, lads.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care. It's horrible. Don't.
Oh, chicken Kiev.
Look, you get your garlic powder, put it into whatever your meal is going. Grand. Once it's not overpowering and all I can taste is garlic, fine. Great.
But when was the last time you had a garlic chicken Kiev?
I reckon 35, 40 years ago.
Ah, it's a different story now. It's not like Finda's crispy pancakes, do you?
Tell you, I was raised on the pancakes. I saw them recently enough.
They're not. There's not still out.
They are.
Ah, stop. Where?
Crispy pancakes. I saw them in Super Value. I know it. My God.
Are they back? Or did they never go away?
There is my poor childhood blood day.
We all ate Finda's crispy pancakes until the horse scandal.
And then about waffles. Do you want some waffles? Yeah.
Waffles, fish fingers.
How many different versions of potatoes? Do you want some chips with your waffles? What?
Do you want smiley face wedges?
We couldn't afford them at all. Fancy.
Yeah, that was a special occasion one.
I'll tell you, we were fancy when we went from spaghetti hoops to alphabet spaghetti. We're like, ooh, it's alphabet shaped.
But you know, the hoops, they were all just O's. They were the leftover O's that they'd built inside and made in the alphabet place.
Were they? Just...
Keep up.
We got too many O's.
They're making hoops.
They're hoops.
They're not O's, they're hoops. Stick them in a jar. Can.
Just put as much, in inverted commas, tomato sauce as you can in there.
Yeah, that's the small cut up pasta one. Cut up spaghetti.
I used to, that used to be my go-to when I was just coming home. I was like, literally, open up a whole big, large can of spaghetti hoops, open up and you're like, you know, the peel can, and then you go.
And well, just I thought you were going to cook them hobo style on a in the can.
In a can with a spoon. Cutting my lips on the torn top.
Oh, my lips. But this hoop's packed so hobo tasty.
underneath a railway bridge.
Pat, come on down to the bridge. You have a house here, huh? any change, no?
taking your stick and bindle into the house.
No, but it's like the emptying it out and it's big jellified.
Then you got to give it the old ding-a-ling-a-ling off the outside just to get the last few that are stuck to the inside.
And then into a microwave, off you go, and a bit of toast.
It's still a classic.
I'd have that now.
God, I would, yeah.
I'm starving now just thinking about it.
Hoops.
They're O's.
O's, they're O's.
We're on to you, Heinz. We are on to you.
You're making alphabets and you made a load of O's and now they're called hoops.
Any other crack, no?
Nah.
That's a kind of pretty much, we've kind of kept all these podcasts to about 40 minutes. People actually, somebody said as well, you're robbing us. You are robbing us of an hour podcast.
Ah, no. We gotta leave room for the ads that'll be eventually.
There'll be about 9 minutes. Like, we're 41 minutes now. There'll be about 9 minutes of ads now to come in here now.
Yeah, from betting companies and fast food outlets.
Heinz, Spaghetti-O's. Not hoops.
Not hoops. Don't get them confused with hoops. Maybe these
Aldi,
are the O's.
Maybe Aldi are doing their own version of them.
But that actually is a great marketing campaign.
They're not O's, they're O's. If you think they're about zeros. It, Aldi zeros.
They could actually have this whole marketing campaign where they do hoop, or they're called Spaghetti-O's. Oh no, they're called Spaghetti-O's in America.
What do you call hoops here? Google it.
Google it. Google. No, I'm not Googling it.
Come on. Unlock your phone. I'm going to have to do it now.
You can't do it anymore because my fingerprint. You'll have to start cutting off my finger.
What?
Oh,
you got no
problem. You know the way I get these random thoughts?
Yes. So, like, Columns random thoughts.
Gucci.
I thought you were going to say Gooch. I was like, what? Gucci.
Gucci should bring out a line of children's clothes and accessories. And the
Gucci Goo?
Gucci Goo.
Gucci Goo.
They should call it Gucci Goo.
They probably do.
No, they don't.
Gucci, trademark. Gucci, trademark. Goo. I'm trademark next now. On the April the 4th at 10 past 1, I am now
calling
that.
You heard Colm Lockheed say it first. Yeah,
Gucci Goo.
What are we Googling again? Spaghetti-O's.
Heinz Spaghetti Hoops.
Spaghetti-O's.
They're Spaghetti Hoops? Heinz
Hoops. Here, but they're called Spaghetti-O's in America.
And they're called Heinz Hoops here. Heinz Hoops. Nothing like a good hoop.
Campbell's makes Spaghetti-O's.
Nothing like a good hoop. They're missing a tagline there. Lad. They're missing the tagline. And I said Aldi could do it.
You know the age, we've gone from PG to 15 now.
I always just click that, not for kids, just in case. We just go nuts. But yeah, Aldi could do the zeros. Because they got like seal bars and all this kind of stuff.
The Spaghetti Zeros.
Nah, it doesn't work.
Spaghetti
Aldi, don't bother trademarking that
spaghetti
one.
Spaghetti or zeros.
Righty-o, I'm going to go.
That ended on a flat note there, right, didn't it?
Flat, yeah.
So it turns out that it was 1,000 fellas inside in a room watching you buy your stuff inside in a shop. It turned out that there's Spaghetti-O's in America and there's Spaghetti Hoops here. And to recap,
Cork is trying to get me fat. It's not me.
And half pints are better than full pints.
And I'm still going to buy my €15 car interior cleaning kit for 15 quid on Temu. Have my dad. I don't care.
And Ernie Hudson looks great.
That's
it.
We will see you all again next week. We won't see you. You'll hear us.
You'll hear us
in your ears. Bye.
Nice gooch.